Welcome to the Poetry Fix on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. I'm your host, Erica Kaiba, bringing you your weekly fix of poetry from across time. Today we're reading another excerpt from The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock by T.S. Eliot. This excerpt begins by invoking a particular line, "There will be time," and using it over and over again as a motif. This is another one of the recurring themes of The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock. The narrator constantly reassures himself that he has time to justify his indecision. As a result, he begins to run out of time, revealing by the end of the poem that he is an aged man. There Will Be Time is also a reference to Andrew Marvell's To His Coy Mistress, in which the poet chides his love for her coyness, reminding her that they are mortal and do not have infinite time to court each other. He concludes the poem by proposing that they should devour time and roll all their strength and all their sweetness up into one ball, thus defeating their mortality in a way by how intensely they were able to enjoy life. J. Alfred Prufrock does the opposite of what Marvell wants to do. Instead of devouring time, he is devoured by time because of his indecision. He finds himself unable to roll all his strength and all his sweetness into a ball, as it were, because he is a fragmented person, torn between different desires. There Will Be Time also refers to the book of Ecclesiastes, which reflects on how there is a time appointed for all things. The scripture tells us that there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot. And the passage goes on in this way. Prufrock plays on similar language, using phrases like a time to murder and create. Except instead of using the Ecclesiastes' wisdom to develop a sense of discernment, of knowing when to act, Prufrock uses it to justify an absence of action. Another theme revealed in this excerpt is how an individual goes about engaging with society. Prufrock ponders that there will be time to prepare a face for all the faces that you meet. See, we don't wander around society meeting people exactly as we are. We keep our deepest desires and fears to ourselves, generally. We don't make all of our thoughts known. We don't say everything that comes to mind. So there's an element of self-concealment that's necessary if you want to interact with other people, but Prufrock never moves past that. See, preparing a face for the faces that you meet doesn't mean creating a fake version of yourself. It means calling forth the parts of yourself that you need to engage with others meaningfully. There can even be a form of self-discovery as you develop ways of interacting with different people. It allows you to express different sides of yourself. But Prufrock is unable to do this. Throughout the poem, he is paralyzed at the prospect of engaging with others and allowing himself to be judged by them. There's a tension between the anxiety of meeting people and the fear of being alone, just as there is a tension between the risk of being misunderstood and the desire to communicate. After the Ecclesiastes stanza, we get the return of the couplet from earlier in the poem. In the room the women come and go, talking of Michelangelo. You might recall from the last time that we read an excerpt from Prufrock, this couplet reflects the vapid nature of the high society the narrator is surrounded by. They talk about the great figure of Michelangelo as they bustle back and forth, not stopping to dwell on any matter with the seriousness it deserves. With all that said, let's dive in. The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock by T.S. Eliot. And indeed there will be time. For the yellow smoke that slides along the street, rubbing its back upon the window panes. There will be time. There will be time to prepare a face for the faces that you meet. There will be time to murder and create. And time for all the works and days of hands that lift and drop a question on your plate. Time for you and time for me. And time yet for 100 indecisions and for 100 visions and revisions. Before the taking of a toast and tea. In the room, the women come and go, talking of Michelangelo. You've been listening to The Poetry Fix with Erica Kaiba, signing off till next semester.